Without me?
We have convened a meeting of the queens, the actresses who play the six wives of Henry VIII in the Broadway smash hit, Six.
Hi.
Hi.
You don't mind if I put my mask down, right?
Oh, okay.
Vaccinated, boosted,
yes.
Tested,
oh my gosh,
beheaded.
Divorced.
Beheaded.
Died.
Divorced.
Beheaded.
Survived.
But just for you tonight, we're divorced, beheaded, live. Welcome to the show, to the history mix. Switching up the flow as we add the pre. Everybody knows that we used to be six wives.
Six was written by then Cambridge University students Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss. What talent. It tells the story of Catherine of Aragon, divorced, Anne Boleyn, beheaded, Jane Seymour, she died after childbirth, Anne of Cleves, divorced but with a great prenup, Catherine Howard, not just beheaded but toyed with, and Catherine Parr. She survived Henry VIII. The play puts the women in a reality show setting to prove who had it worse. It's hilarious until it's profoundly not, and then redemptive as the women bond as victors, not victims. Six has 8 Tony nominations, including Best Musical. We first met the cast off-Broadway at the American Rep Theater in Boston. Then Six was supposed to open on Broadway in 2020, but all theaters closed because of COVID. We visited again last fall when things opened up, but there was no cast album until now. It's just been released. So here our conversation with Brittany Mack, Samantha Pauly, Adriana Hicks, and Anna Uzella, who just recently left the show. They were all just getting back together after a year and a half in COVID lockdown. We started with Adriana Hicks, who plays Catherine of Aragon. What's it like to be back?
It feels so great just to be with my girls again. It feels lovely to just come back to a greater sense of self and to see every woman evolve so much.
We'll talk about that because having seen it before and seeing you now, it does feel like some things happen, like Abby was crying her eyes out in her kind of Adele-like anthem.
Cause like a river runs dry and leaves its scars behind, I'll be by your side, cause my love is set in stone.
Abby Muller singing the part of Jane Seymour. What we'd find is that, like a lot of us, these women went through a lot in the last few years. COVID, but also the murder of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
And Samantha Pauly, who plays Catherine Howard, the sex kitten treated like a toy, then scorned, surprised us all with her revelations about her own trauma.
The role for me, it is completely different. I had more time for therapy during quarantine than I think a lot of people did. So there was a lot of uncovering of trauma that I had never thought about before because my survival mode wouldn't let me, but now that's just like a part of how I walk through life, so I think it would be a disservice to not bring that into my role.
Well, let's talk about that. Well, what's happening? Anna's going, wait, what?
No, I was just like,
cause all you wanna do, baby, is touch me, love me, can't get enough. See, all you wanna do, baby, is please me, squeeze me, burn.
We see her realizing in real time what everything has actually been that she's been through. I'm also always able to kind of clock within the audience where I can kind of feel the energy shift.
I thought this time was different. Why did I think he'd be different? But it's never, ever different.
I just dig my fingernails into my hands at the end of the song so that I can focus on that and pop out of whatever I just went through for 7 minutes.
Samantha Pauly. Then there's Brittany Mack, who plays Anne of Cleves. Her marriage with Henry VIII was part of a treaty with her father in Germany. When Henry wants out, Anne of Cleves had the upper hand.
It was like, okay, but here's what we're going to do in order to keep this treaty with my dad. I'm going to leave with my life. It was like the best ultimate package ever. So she's like boss, like hashtag boss.
And Get Down is your song.
Yes. Queen of the castle, get down, you dirty rascal, get down. You know, it's hard as a black woman taking on this role, being a dark-skinned black woman. That's something that I deal with my whole life. That's the black woman role in America, is to be tough, is to be the good time girl, is to be these things, but she's also called unattractive.
Henry married her because he saw her paint her portrait, and then when she arrived, he didn't think she was as pretty as her portrait, and there you are on stage.
Yes. Symbolic of my faith to the higher power in the
fast lane.
My horses can trot up to 12 miles an hour. Let me explain. I'm a Wiener Schnitzel, not an English flower. No one tells me I need a rich man doing my thing in my
You said that I tricked ya, cause I didn't look like my profile picture.
Oh, yeah. Too
bad I don't agree.
No.
So I'm gonna hang it up for everyone to
Henry.
See. And you can't stop. You can't stop me, cause
I'm the queen of the castle. Get down, you dirty ass! To put on Anne is not just to be the good time girl of the show, but it's to celebrate my blackness. It's to celebrate my dark brown skin. It's to celebrate being beautiful. It's tough to be called unattractive, and the joy that I get backing up Adriana, being this queen singing, there's no way I'm gonna allow you to treat me like this. By the time I get to my song, I am empowered.
I won't back down, won't. And no, I'll never leave. You must think that I'm crazy. You wanna replace me, baby, then no way. If you thought it'd be funny to send me to a nunnery, honey, there's no way.
You're empowered by her.
I'm empowered by Adriana.
Adriana, you're, as she just said, no way. What's it like to sing that song?
Captain of Aragon empowers me every single day to remind myself of, like, you have a voice, Adriana. She's smart. The fact that she took over as regent, was able to run the country, rightfully so, because she was a brilliant woman.
There's no way.
As we left, I asked one last question, and Brittany started. What's your feeling about the impact it's had on other young women?
It's incredible. Do y'all remember when we were in Edmonton and we did the Q&A? The beautiful, like, young Middle Eastern girl.
Yeah.
And she was bawling. She just thanked us for telling the stories, for being who we are. There was an Instagram post of this beautiful black girl just sitting in the chair. She was smaller than the theater.
The little baby, the little chocolate princess.
Little princess, so little chocolate drop in the chair, just small. And her face, what I'm loving is the youth and the kids coming dressed up to be these women, because these women are powerful. They continue to blow our minds. It's worth doing whatever I need to do to continue to be better for that brown girl that was in that chair, right?
Mm-hmm. One of my friends has a young daughter, and she was like, we saw you on The View. And she goes, let me tell you what she said, Adriana. She was like, she goes, Mommy, she has hair like us. That was all I needed to hear. Like that, like little things like that, you're like, oh yeah, the responsibility of what we do, what we're doing is really huge. Mm-hmm.
Members of the cast of Broadway 6, My Happy Place. For more, go to hereandnow.org.